You mentioned the guidelines cover children who may not meet a full diagnosis of ADHD. Could you give me an example of what that might be and what the guidelines suggest for managing those children?
Children who do not quite meet the DSM criteria for ADHD would be children where you'd be hesitant to make a diagnosis. The guidelines of the DSM are that you need to have 6 out of 9 of the questions that have to do with inattention, or 6 out of 9 of the questions that have to do with hyperactivity and impulsivity. You have to have those criteria met before you would make the diagnosis. But then you could ask the question, well, what about a child who's still struggling, who just doesn't have those number of criteria? And those are the children that we would suggest have ADHD as problem behavior, but not as a full diagnosis by the criteria that we use. The guidelines for giving help to children and their parents who don't meet the criteria but struggle with some of the problems is generally educational measures and measures for parents for understanding and helping problematic behaviors. But the recommendation is not for medication management for children who do not meet, strictly meet the criteria.